This is an All Ears English Podcast, episode 681. Today is Groundhog Day. Keep the winter blues away. Welcome to the All Ears English Podcast, downloaded more than 34 million times. We believe in connection, not perfection, with your American hosts, Lindsay McMahon, the English adventurer, and Michelle Kaplan, the New York radio girl. Coming to you from Boston and New York City, USA. And to instantly download your transcript from today's episode, go to allearsenglish.com/transcripts. allearsenglish.com/TRANSCRIPTS.
On today's episode, find out the meaning of Groundhog Day and why you shouldn't take it too seriously.
To get fluent and connect in English, you need a way to practice without being judged by others and to feel free to make mistakes. That's why Monica, an English teacher from Poland, joined our fluency course.
I didn't know what to expect, but when I finally opened the course and I joined the community, I realized that this is what I've been looking for.
You can join this same community that Monica joined and achieve exciting results at allearsenglish.com/plan. Save up to 20% if you join before midnight on May 5th. Offer expires at midnight on May 5th.
Hey, Lindsay, what's up?
Hey, Michelle, what's going on? How you doing?
I'm doing pretty well. I am anxious today because I'm wondering if the groundhog is going to see his shadow.
Wow, this is always a big day, right? An important day in our culture, a fun day. What does that mean? What are you talking about when you say that?
Yeah, well, today, so February 2nd is Groundhog Day. So it happens every year. And basically, do you know what it is, Lindsay?
Yeah, so this happens out in Pennsylvania, right? So random. Yeah. But we have this punk. How do you pronounce his name?
I think it's Punxsutawney Phil.
Punxsutawney Phil, right? If this groundhog, if he comes out of the ground and he doesn't see his shadow, then we assume that there will be an early spring and it's all over the news and spring is coming early and we celebrate, right? But if he does see his shadow, right, we say we'll have 6 more weeks of winter.
yeah, exactly. So basically, that's the whole thing behind it. Do you believe this is true, Lindsay?
I don't know. Like, I haven't checked whether he's been correct historically. Is he usually very accurate or not?
Apparently not.
Okay.
So, if he's afraid of his shadow and he goes back in, yeah, it's going to be an extra 6 weeks. And apparently it's not very accurate. But I looked into it a little bit, and on an article on usatoday.com, they said, I'm quoting from the article, it says, since 1887, the groundhog has seen his shadow 102 times to forecast a longer winter and not seen it 18 times to predict an early spring. There's no record of the prediction for 10 times in the late 19th century. So usually, usually he sees his shadow.
Yeah. I mean, I think this is just a hoax to give people false hope because we all know that winter lasts until April in the Northeast, at least.
Right.
Right. We know that though it's going to be a longer winter. We're definitely going to have 6 more weeks past early February of winter almost every year. Right. I mean, that's
yeah, I can't imagine that. I mean, I remember even in May of this year, there was a terrible day. Like,
when I was a kid, we would play tennis on the courts in May with snow on the courts sometimes, like in May. I mean,
exactly. Yeah. So that's just a little bit of background about Groundhog Day, guys. So, I mean, did you pay attention to this, Lindsay, when you were...
I don't know. Not really. Yeah. I mean, like, maybe we did some activities on it in school or something, but usually it's just kind of an afterthought. Oh, yeah, it was Groundhog Day today. Okay. Well, I don't take it very seriously.
Right. Exactly. So I don't know. I never really paid too much attention to it either. Actually, there's a movie called Groundhog Day. Did you ever see that, Lindsay?
Well, yeah, I think that's the big one. The one that's more interesting is that Groundhog Day. What happens in that movie? Just real quick. Do you remember?
Yeah. So it's with Bill Murray, right?
Yeah. It's funny.
Yeah, it is really funny. And Andy McDowell, maybe? I think.
I don't know.
I'm not sure. Whatever. So basically, he keeps on waking up and repeating the same day over and over, right?
Yeah. Yeah. And why is it so funny?
I can't remember.
I can't either, but I know it's a big hit. Like, actually, I think we watched Groundhog Day in my ESL class on Groundhog Day one year.
Really?
With my students. Yeah. I'm pretty sure I remember using that as a teaching tool in school when I was teaching English classes in New York.
Oh, really? Oh, that's a good movie to watch. Yeah. I remember it was really funny and I remember watching it a lot as a kid. Sometimes now I'll see it just on TV every now and then and watch a few minutes. But guys, I recommend that movie. And Groundhog Day kind of became this way of saying something that's like a little bit repetitive.
Yeah, exactly.
Right? Yeah, it like kind of worked its way into just being a little bit of an idiom. I don't really use it in my language, but that's kind of where in the movie how it's used, right?
Yeah, exactly. And so going back to the bad Groundhog Day news, right? If we get bad Groundhog Day, get a bad Groundhog Day, what do we say?
Yeah, well, if there's a bad Groundhog Day, people are, you know, everybody kind of expects it again, because as you can see from the article I read, it like very, very often sees a shadow and gets scared. Right? So everybody kind of expects it. And I want to know from our listeners as well, if you have anything like this in your culture, if you have any holidays like this that's like based on superstitions and things like that. So if there's anything, let us know, because that would be really interesting to hear about. I mean, Lindsay, can you think of any other holidays like similar to this, maybe that you know from our culture or from a different culture? Sorry to put you on the spot.
No, that's okay. Based on superstitions, I mean, well, Halloween is kind of a somewhat superstitious kind of myth-based holiday, I guess. I don't know. I can't think of any. I mean, let's have our listeners come back to the blog, guys. Come back to 681, right? Is that right? And type in the blog post. Michelle, can you think of any specifically?
I can't think of any specifically, but yeah, the one that I keep on thinking about is Halloween, and that's the one that has like a lot of different superstitions, but this is the only one that I can think of that's like this based on this one event. And it's not a holiday, guys, that like people get off work for or anything like that.
That would be funny.
It just kind of, you probably will totally forget that it even happens. Like, I think you said it, Lindsay, that you only kind of realize it after the fact, like, oh, it was Groundhog Day today.
Like, you might see a clip on the news and they'll show what's going on in Pennsylvania where they watch the groundhog come out. There's a big ceremony around this groundhog. And it's just, sometimes you see that and I think it's pretty funny.
I feel like it's like people wearing top hats and stuff.
Yeah. That's probably traditional or something. I don't know.
Yeah, absolutely. So, but guys, we want to go over, you know, just a few things you can say if it's bad Groundhog Day news, right? So a lot of times, if it does come up, people might have a little conversation maybe the next day in the office or something like, oh, the groundhog, you know, it's just like a teeny tiny conversation that might come up, right, Lindsay?
Yeah, I mean, so what can we say? So the first thing we could say, Michelle, can I throw out the first phrase?
Please throw it out.
Okay. So the first thing is, I guess it's going to be a long winter.
Yeah.
Oh, dear. Oh, boy.
Yeah, and it usually is. It definitely usually is. Okay. Yeah.
If you want to understand everything that we say on this show, then you need the transcripts. Go to allearsenglish.com/transcripts today.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
And the second one is spring's coming late this year.
Mm-hmm. Okay, that's the second one. Yeah.
Even though it always comes late. I don't even know, like, a time when... I can't even think of a time when there was an early spring.
I know, me neither. And the third one is bummer. I'm so sick of winter.
Yeah.
Right. So, I mean, I think that the best advice for our listeners here is not to hope for a good Groundhog Day. It's to, if you do live in the Northeast, you know, we've talked about this before, plan some trips to get out, right? Especially in February and March. I mean, this year I'm going to Peru, and at the end of February, I'm planning a trip to Nashville, although Nashville won't be that warm necessarily, but it'll be warmer than here. Right?
Yeah. Yeah.
So do that kind of, like, put some things in your schedule, put some trips, little trips, mini trips, things to break it up, because it is a really long winter in the Northeast.
And that's true. And then, you know, because guys, we just got through the holiday season and the New Year's, and it's like such an exciting time and everyone's having a great time. And then all of a sudden you're like, oh, wait, now it's just winter.
Exactly.
So it can be like kind of a little bit of a depressing, depressing time. So I agree with Lindsay. Like, one thing a piece of advice we'd give you is to just make sure that you do plan fun things to do, and whatever that may be for you, get away to a sunny place, or maybe you like to go skiing. A lot of my friends really love to go skiing.
Yeah, that's the thing. Like, when I was up in Montreal this past weekend, one of the things that I learned from the locals is that they, even though it's very cold, they go out. Like, they don't stay in. I think Boston's bad like that. I think Bostonians, although you do find active people, a lot of Bostonians are almost like afraid of the cold. They stay in a lot. They don't like necessarily go out if it's cold or snowy. They stay in. But in Montreal, apparently, it's just part of their lifestyle.
Right.
I mean, the other thing that we could do, guys, if you're choosing a place to go to live, obviously, if you know that you need sunshine. I mean, I know that people in the Northeast have been found to be vitamin D deficient a lot because we don't get as much sun in this part of the country in the winter or at all. Mm-hmm. Right. So just don't come here. You know, go live in Colorado or live in California, live in Texas. Right.
Yeah.
Be strategic about what you need. Be honest about what you need in terms of sunlight and weather. Right. When you choose where you're going to live in the U.S.
Yeah. Some people just can't deal with the cold weather, and that's fine. Like, I feel like I am one of those people, but you're here. Yeah, exactly. So I just went out even like into the hallway in my apartment, and I can even feel from like the outside just the freezing air. I'm like, oh God.
Yeah.
But
yeah, I don't know. I'm thinking I might have to relocate to another part of the country at some point here, because it's tough. It's tough to live in the Northeast. I'm not going to lie. Yeah.
Yeah. Absolutely. Absolutely. And you got it. I mean, mine is like child's play compared to yours.
Yeah, it's colder here in Boston than it is, and snowier than in New York, for sure.
Yeah. Anyway, guys, but again, let us know if you have any similar traditions or holidays in your culture. We'd love to hear it. And go ahead, look up in the news about the groundhog. I'm sure you'll find something.
Absolutely. And remember, guys, if you're preparing for the IELTS exam, go over and subscribe to the IELTS Energy podcast, okay? It's a new year. This is the time to reach for your 7 or higher, and we can get you there. All right, cool.
All right, Lindsay. Well, happy Groundhog Day.
Happy Groundhog Day to you.
Take care. Bye.
Bye.
Thanks so much for listening to All Ears English. And if you need a 7 or higher on your IELTS exam to achieve your life vision, then our insider method can get you there. Start with our free video series masterclass. Get video 1 now at allearsenglish.com/INSIDER. And if you believe in connection, not perfection, then subscribe to our show on your phone or on your computer. See you next time.